Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Our political correspondent Sean Defoe is with me on the line today because, Sean, the general election hasn't officially been called. We know it's going to happen on the 29th of November. So who can vote?
Well, if you're already registered to vote, you are probably grand. You just need to check the register and make sure that you haven't been taken off it for any reason or haven't dropped off. The difficulty with kind of voting in Ireland is there isn't one central register, as many people seem to think there are. There are almost 30 different ones in all the different counties and constituencies. So they all sort of manage it slightly differently. There isn't any major reason you should have fallen off, but it's always good to check. And it's really easy to check. I actually checked it in about 20 seconds while I was waiting to come on air with you here for myself. Check the register.ie. Literally all you need is your air code and your name.
So that's the checking of a part. You can do that on just, it's Check the Register, isn't it? Is the website.
So it's checktheregister.ie. It's actually voter.ie if you're in Dublin. It's a slightly different one, but they're either or, they do the same thing.
Now, I had to go on today to change my address from the previous address. And that process is, sorry, it's you can do it online. I think there was one option you could do it if you had the mygov.ie account. If you don't, you can just do it with your PPSN number and your air code. However, so I've submitted the change of address and I'm told the council is going to get back to me to see if they'll approve it.
Yes, so that's slightly worrying, isn't it, when you see it? Now, look, you have a little bit of time here, but not a whole pile. So because it's a short campaign, it's a 3-week campaign, the deadline for registering to vote is next Tuesday, is the 12th. And obviously we've got 2 days of a weekend in between that, which isn't actually ideal. So it is going to be the 12th. Now, if you have done that and you've registered, what the Electoral Commission is saying is that you will be fine. That is to give them enough time to get through all of the applications, the changes of address, everything like that that have come in since.
Now, I'm still, sorry, just to cut across you, Sean, for a moment. I am still in the same constituency. So that mightn't be an issue. But if somebody was moving, we'll say, to a different part of the country.
Should still be fine. It should still be absolutely fine. It is basically one constituency operation contacting the other, one county council attaching or contacting the other to make sure that the changeover happens. And that's why they close it so early, to make sure that you do it. So you still have until next Tuesday, if you're changing address, even if you're registering for the first time, all that sort of stuff, as long as you get it done before then. Postal voting, though, and some of the special voting, that's a bit of a different matter.
Now, before we get into the details of the postal voting, because I have a listener email I want to bring you with some queries and questions about that. What is the other one, I suppose, just to flag with our listeners?
So another one is special voting, right? So as opposed to postal voting. And so this is if you are in a nursing home, for example, in some cases in a hospital as well, you can actually vote and you can register to vote. In that case, what you need to do is first point of call is the team of people, the staff in the nursing home. So quite often what they will do is a bunch of people in the nursing home will obviously want to vote. They'll contact the staff. The staff will get in contact then with the local authority, and someone will come in, a guard or whoever will come in to witness the voting on actual voting day. Again, it does happen in some hospitals and some other institutions, but you need to have a chat with the staff there, either yourself or someone on behalf of you, to arrange that. If you know, for example, you're going to be in hospital for a long time and that you will be in on the 29th. So that's the sort of special voters list. Postal voters then is another thing. And this has changed quite a bit, actually, in the last few years. We don't really think of postal voting at all with an Irish election. We associate it, obviously, a lot with the US elections, but there is an expanded opportunity this time.
Okay, well, can I just... my producer, Dee, is with me in studio because we've got a really interesting email in from Winnie and Cavan today. Dee, you wanted to highlight this to Sean.
Yeah, I think this will impact a lot of people, so we thought it was worth reading out. Winnie has said, "I am self-employed in the hospitality industry. I will be on holiday in France on polling day. I booked the family holiday back in January. I would like to vote as I feel the hospitality industry needs my vote now more than ever. I have worked 80 plus hours a week for 67 years. I pay an obscene amount of tax, not that I get one benefit in return off the state. I have never missed an election day in my life. Is there anything I can do? I am trying to think of every possible solution that can entitle me to a postal vote. Would it help if I stated that I was on a working holiday? I will be doing work while I'm over there, so that wouldn't be a lie. I'm really annoyed that my voice won't be heard. Thank you for your time. Keep up the great work. Winnie from Cavan."
Sean.
So a couple of complicating factors here, right? So overall rule on postal voting, if you are away on work business, you can get a postal vote. If you know that you are going to be away on the 29th for a conference or for whatever it is, you can apply. Your employer needs to sign the application form and you need to get it in. Difficulty is the deadline for that is 2 days after the dissolution of the Dáil, which is this Sunday over the weekend. Not exactly great. So if you are going to do it and you want to do it, you really, that has to be with the local authority tomorrow. If it is sent and it's in their postal inboxes when they come in on Monday morning, I'm told most of them will accept that, but that is at the discretion of the returning officer, not guaranteed.
So they need, is that a form or is that an online?
That's a form. That's a form you have to fill out online. So you have to, it's on checktheregister.ie. You go up there, you get the form, you fill it out with all of your different details, get your employer to sign it. You can actually do the same if you are a student and you're going to be away. So if you are from Donegal or Waterford or Cork, but you're studying in Dublin, you have classes on polling day or a test or whatever, and you know you can't make it back, you can apply for a postal vote. You just need to get the educational institution to sign it to the college or whatever. That's a new one. That's a new thing that's interesting.
Yeah.
To go back to the case that we were just chatting about, two difficulties. One, self-employed. That means obviously your own boss, but you can't just sign it as your own boss. You're going to have to get somebody to witness that. That has to be either a notary public, commissioner of oaths, a peace commissioner, or a solicitor. So that just makes it that little bit more complicated.
Yeah, well, now, actually, Winnie has sent in photographs of this, of the form, actually, and on the back it is, yeah, your peace commissioner or practicing solicitor. But if you're there and it is a war conference, I mean, you're paying your tax, surely you're entitled to a vote.
Well, this is the thing, right? So you aren't entitled to a vote if you're on holiday. That's one of the things that is stipulated in the legislation. Well, because we have been really reluctant with postal votes in the past, and a lot of it was to do with fraud and all of the stuff that you're seeing in the US now where they say, oh, well, postal vote is fraud. We've been really, really afraid of it. Now, I've been chatting to the Electoral Commission. There's an episode of the Let Me Explain podcast out that goes into all of this in a lot more detail for them if people want to just, you know, drill down into it. But the nuts and bolts of it was that they do think postal voting is something that's going to expand in Ireland over the next few years, that something that might happen in a future election is they will open a handful of voting centres the week before, and if you're going to be on holiday or you're going to be away for whatever reason, you'll be able to vote then. Absolutely won't be in place for this election. If you're just on holiday, tough luck. In Winnie's situation, though, I put in a few calls, asked about it. If you are genuinely going to do some work while you were there, and if you are going to, you know, if you're in the hospitality sector, you're going to say that you are, I don't know, going to a French vineyard or something to meet someone to talk about a potential business deal, that is work. And you are best off chancing your arm. It is going to be ultimately at the discretion of the returning officer. You don't have to say on the form.
You don't have to fill out the
justification.
Yeah.
You don't have to go in and say, well,
who signed it.
The solicitor or peace commissioner or whoever who signs it in the meantime, absolutely try it.
Very quick one from Rob. If a person turns 18 before the election, but after November 12th, can they register?
Unfortunately not, no. So they're going to just meet the cutoff. It actually happened to me when I originally turned 18. I missed the deadline for that first election 2011 by only a couple of days.
Well, look, Sean, I've no doubt this is of interest to a lot of our listeners. A lot more queries coming in about this. I'll make sure we podcast this chat with you today. That's our political correspondent, Sean Defoe. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.